in a public concert in Aswan in Egypt, bringing to an end the first of two World Roots programmes exploring the Nile Project, an experimental gathering of musicians from the region. The presenter was Simon Broughton and the producer was Juan Carlos Jaramillo. And incidentally, it's perhaps worth noting that Meclit Hedero is going to appear at the South Bank Centre in London on the 8th of March. It's all part of the Women of the World Festival. Well, tomorrow night at this time on Radio 3, you can hear Jez Nelson introducing a solo session by the pianist Andrew Hill from 2000 and a performance by John Chikai and his fellow free jazzer Evan Parker, recorded during a rare UK appearance in 2005. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night at 11. And the following day...
She performed it in Istanbul, now she brings it to London. On BBC Radio 3, the culmination of a European tour, Janine Jansen performs Mozart's Turkish Violin Concerto No. 5 in Radio 3, live in concert. Alongside it, more Mozart, the Concerto No. 2, and Mozart's very first symphony. Radio 3, live in concert from London's Cadogan Hall, Tuesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. In this week's programme, I pay tribute to one of the most inspiring and enduring of musicians from an abundant era that brought jazz to the masses, elevated the music and shaped perceptions. He is Dave Brubeck, who died on the 5th of December last year. We bring you a concert that Jazz Lineup recorded at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester in 2003. But let's open with the maestro solo. This is from the CD Private Brubeck Remembers. It's a double CD with CD 1 solo piano and CD 2 an interview in conversation with American broadcast legend Walter Cronkite. This is Dave Brubeck playing It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Thank you. The solo piano of Dave Brubeck and It's a Sin to Tell a Lie from the album Private Brubeck Remembers. His tribute to the Second World War and remembrances of repertoire and events when he served in Germany. Dave Brubeck and his quartet return to Jazz Lineup shortly. Collaborative fusionista guitarist Mark Wingfield has teamed up with keyboardist René von Gruning to create the album Cinema Obscura. Featuring the tenor sax of Ian Ballamy, this is Lemon Boulevard. Thank you. the schizophrenic shifts in and out of the relaxed 3/4 time, and Lemon Boulevard from Cinema Obscura. Led by guitarist Mark Wingfield and featuring the keyboards of René von Gruning and the tenor of Ian Ballamy, Yaron Stavi was on bass and Andy Motz on the drums. Cinema Obscura is out now on the Dark Energy label. Well, that leads us quite smoothly to the sound of Miles Davis's quintet in 69, when he'd gone through personal changes and resulted in a completely different rhythm section. Joining Miles and Wayne Shorter were keyboardist Chick Corea, bassist Dave Holland, and drummer Jack DeJohnette. An exciting new phase in the musical world of Miles Davis, with the influence of rock and psychedelia coming to the fore. This is Miles Runs the Voodoo Down. Miles Davis trumpet, Wayne Shorter soprano, Chick Corea electric piano, Dave Holland bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. From Volume 2 of the bootleg series, The Miles Davis Quintet Live in Europe, 1969. And Miles runs the Voodoo Down, just out on the Sony Music label. From the forerunner and pioneer of fusion to the beneficiaries, Andy Law and his guitar-led band. The album is called Entanglement, and this is their offering in 5/4, Kanda Jati.
Thank you.
music of Andy Law and Kanda Jati, with strong solos and fine playing all round. The album is called Entanglement. It's good music, very enjoyable, and out on the 33 Records label. We stay with music in the less conventional time signatures, but an artist who is using the baritone saxophone to great effect in her trio made of Barry sax, electric bass and drums. On this track, the trio welcome the guest vocals of Himiko Paganotti. This is Circle Dance and alternates between 7-8 and 8-8 before settling into the 7 time signature. Baritone saxophonist Celine Bonacina and her trio with Circle Dance, Kevin Reverand on electric bass, and Harry Ratzenbazafi on drums complete the trio. And featured on that track was the vocals of Himiko Paganotti. The ACT label have brought yet another gifted artist with a unique vision to the fore. Helping in a producing capacity is the talented guitarist Noyen Lay. Open Heart is a strong album, well worth a good listen, and out on the ACT label. And if you want to catch Celine Bonacina with her trio, they play in England from February the 20th to the 25th, so check out the listings. Well, we've been dealing with unusual time signatures, and now to the master of those, our formal tribute to Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck was a giant amongst the giants of great jazz. His music touched and inspired many and will continue to do so. As a player, he had a big sound and fascination for rhythm that woke up the whole world to other time signatures. As a man, he was gentle, kind, respectful, patient, and receptive. A great spirit has joined the immortals and is and shall be remembered with sincere fondness and the utmost respect and reverence. Jazz Lineup recorded the Dave Brubeck Quartet in 2003 at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester. Dave Brubeck's quartet are Bobby Militello on alto flute and saxophone, Randy Jones on drums, and Michael Moore on the bass. Maestro Brubeck is on piano. Before the concert began, we asked Dave Brubeck about his work with Adventurous Time Signatures and the fact that the record company didn't at first take to this idea.
Well, we thought we were making an experimental album. So I tried it out a few miles from my home in a park in Oakland, California, to see how the audience would react to it. And immediately, they were liking all. I did the whole Time Out album. I think that would be pretty brave to do, but most of it. And then I went to Columbia for my next session, and I hadn't told Tio Macero anything about this. I just went in and said, this is my next recording. Columbia fought the release of that, saying, you're breaking all our unwritten laws. Well, what laws? Well, you can't dance to it. It's all originals on one album. We don't allow that. Which I didn't know, that they said, you always have to have a show tune or a standard mixed in if you're going to do originals. And I don't know to this day whether that's really true. That's what they told me. You can't have a painting on the cover. There were a couple of other things I couldn't do. So the sales force, they had meetings, didn't want to put it out at all. We had a president named Goddard Lieberson, and he heard Blue Rondo and Take Five. And he said, Dave, you're on the right track. And he said, I'm going to the West Coast, and make me a copy today that I can take out and play for the West Coast representatives. So he went out there, and he bombed. They didn't like it. Here's the president. He kept fighting for it. It was brought forth by disc jockeys. Detroit and Chicago really started playing. Blue Rondo was stronger in some cities than Take Five.
Dave Brubeck. So let's check out his concert from the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester in 2003 as part of his 14-date tour in the UK. He began with On the Sunny Side of the Street. Thank you. Next, his own composition, Elegy.
Thank you.
Dave Brubeck's elegy is followed by Howard Brubeck's tune, Theme for June. This is the Dave Brubeck Quartet in concert, and they now play the standard Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This is where the fun starts with Brubeck's own Unsquare Dance.
I've been asked to play some of the things in odd time signatures, which is a good idea for us, because if you don't do them once in a while, you can forget them. In fact, we did two last night that the audience knew better than we did. This one, you can help us out.
Thank you.
That was Take 5, written by Paul Desmond and played by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, first broadcast in 2003 at the Bridgewater Hall in Manchester. Bobby Militello played alto flute and saxophone, Randy Jones drums, and Michael Moore bass. Dave Brubeck was on piano. It's so good to hear a jazz master in his 80s still able to deliver at this high level. And it's great to hear that he managed to keep the spirit of his quartet going with such verve and such fire. Dave Brubeck, an artist who will be sorely missed. Well, that's it from me now. Claire Martin returns next week, sadly reporting another loss in the jazz world, Richard Rodney Bennett. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night will feature piano great Andrew Hill and saxophonist John Chikai and Evan Parker in classic performances from the Jazz on 3 archives. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Now, here's something a little out of the ordinary. It's a concert from Croatia in 2011, which sets off with William Walton's biblical blockbuster Belshazzar's Feast. The baritone is Sebastian Holicek, with the Croatian Radio and Television Chorus and Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Tonči Bilić. Walton's piece itself first unleashed on the public in 1931. It's an account of the Old Testament story of King Nebuchadnezzar and the writing on the wall. Before that hand appears, the feast itself, celebrating all the riches of Babylon, and before that, the lament of the captured Israelites after this bold prophecy of Israel's subjection.
Oh! Bach, my chief joy.